Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this episode. Okay, I wanna report what I learned from lesson 30 and the last and or the latest lesson of the 4000 Essential English Words 3. Yeah, this is the final lesson. And I'm so much glad that I'm finishing this book, and this is great, thanks God. Okay, so, my dear friends, I learned 10 new words. Detail, expertise, fracture, limb, might, proficient, raft, ridge, shove, and thrust. Okay, so, let me make a sentence with these words. Okay. So, just a moment. Okay. The first word is deter. Deter means to prevent or to scare someone from doing something. Okay. For example, I say the security camera was installed to deter people from stealing. Okay, the security camera was installed to deter people from stealing. Deter means prevent. Okay, jalogiri kardan. Okay, and the next word is expertise. You know, expert means proficient, skillful, someone who is able to do something very well. Okay. And expertise means skill, okay? Or craft, something like that. I say I don't have any marketing expertise, really. Yeah, and the next word is fracture. Fracture means break. A fracture is a crack or break in something, okay? I read the English meaning. Okay, I say, as he was playing soccer, he felt fracture in his leg. As he was playing soccer, he felt fracture in his leg. Okay, so deter, until now, we learned I explained three words. Deter, expertise, fracture. Okay, the next word is limb. Limb means branch and also body members, for example, arm or leg. Okay, I'd say my father sometimes cuts or prunes extra tree limbs. Okay, and the next word is might. Might means maybe, and also power, strength, vigor. Okay. I used all my might to lift the weight. The next word is proficient. As I said, proficient means expert or skillful or competent. Okay? It means someone who is able to do something well. Proficient, میشه ماهر. I read the sentence from this section. Secretaries are proficient at typing quickly. Secretaries are proficient or are expert or are skillful at typing quickly. Okay, and the next word is raft. Raft means boat. Okay, I say he sailed across the Pacific Ocean on a raft, or aboard the raft, A-B-O-A-R-D. It means in or on something, okay? Okay, and the next word is ridge. And to be honest, I couldn't make a sentence with this word because this is a bit tough, and I can't actually make a sentence with this word. And I just read the sentence in the section that has been written. Okay, the brown bear walked along the edge of the mountain ridge. the brown bear walked along the edge of the mountain ridge. Okay, and the next word is shove, and the next word is thrust. These are two similar words, and they mean to push someone or something. I say, when I was buying, for example, bread from the bakery, a man shoved me out of the line. Okay, for example, he was so so wicked and so rude and something like that, and he shoved me out of the line or out of the way. Shove, to shove means to push someone or something. Yeah, and the last word is thrust. As I said, this is this means it means to push. Okay, the boxer thrust his fist into the punching bag. The boxer thrust his fist. Fist means much. The boxer thrust his fist into the punching bag. Okay, so deter, expertise, fracture, limb, might, proficient, raft, ridge, shove, and thrust. These are 10 new words that I learned in this lesson, and by the grace of God, I finished the latest lesson, and I'm so happy, and thanks God. Yeah, that's all the lesson 30, and I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks a lot for listening, and see you soon. Bye for now.